Kristen Schwartz is the news director for CKLN, the campus community radio station at Ryerson University. She also sits on the board of directors of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and she is with me today to talk about Groundwire, a new initiative of the NCRA. Kristen Schwartz, thanks for finding time in your busy schedule to speak with me.
No problem.
So I wanted to begin by asking if you could describe your vision for Groundwire and explain the inspiration behind the project.
Well, probably as long as there has been a National Campus Community Radio Association or a network among community radio stations in Canada, there's been a vision and or a drive to share programming and to share, in particular, news programming, which is the most difficult or perhaps labor-intensive kind of radio programming to do, you know, in comparison with doing a two-hour music show. Mm-hmm. I mean, that can take a lot of time, but, you know, even writing headlines for a news show, you can spend hours on it. And so there is a drive to try and spread that labor out a little bit and to take advantage of whatever work people are able to do from city to city and share the resources. So that's really what it's about, is sharing resources and trying to develop the skills also of community radio journalists and sort of share that from station to station and across the country.
And recently in June, there was a Campus and Community Radio Association had a conference. Could you speak a little about that? What happened there? What ideas were put forward for Groundwire, and what came out of it?
Well, this conference was, in a sense, a culmination of work that's been going on for the past couple of years. At previous conferences, there had been motions on the floor to develop a program, to develop a community news sharing system that would take advantage of the new technologies of MP3 encoding and, you know, uploading through the internet and so on, so that community radio journalists could share interviews and recordings that they had done on site. And so that initiative came, that I'm aware of, first time 2 years ago. And for the past year, we've been really working to try to develop a format for what a show would look like, to look at possible sources of funding so that we could, you know, hire some staff to make this a reality, to do outreach, to train new journalists, to, you know, produce actual shows. And what happened at the conference this year in June in Ottawa, which is incidentally the 25th anniversary of the National Campus Community Radio Association, what happened in Ottawa is that for the first time we had 15 community radio journalists who out of those attending, who collaborated to produce a half-hour program according to the kind of format that we are looking at implementing on a, you know, weekly basis. Mm-hmm. So it was really exciting. It was really exciting to actually record interviews and presentations with some of the exciting guests who were in town, who included Frieda Worden, who is the producer of WINGS, the Women's International News Gathering Service, and she won a Lifetime Achievement Award that was presented to her at the conference. So we had a conversation with her. We had Judy Rebick, another journalist and sort of figure within the progressive movements of Canada, who was attending and gave some very inspiring and provocative observations about media in Canada and the importance of independent media. Robert Fisk, the acclaimed journalist from The Independent in England, just happened to be in town. He was speaking at an event, and he was able to comment on recent developments in Canada and the racism in the media coverage around the arrests of 17 Canadians who are accused of various terrorism-related offenses. So he, we also had some community radio journalists from the University of Ottawa's station CHUO who also commented on that. They do an Arab news and music show, and so it was great to get their perspective as well, and it sort of showcased the significant voices that happen within independent media. So those are just some of the people that we had in the program, but I think it really showed something about the quality of the people who were attending and presenting at the conference, and also the quality of people who are involved with independent media. And the fact that we were able to pull all this together in like 4 days, working on one editing unit in the production studio of CHUO, who were very generous with their facilities, with a whole variety of different recording devices and software packages and everything else. I mean, it was really amazing. It was really cool, and it was really fun to work with people on a deadline and to try and make something available, you know, within a specific time frame and within specific technical limitations. It was really fun.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten from this?
People are pretty excited. I know that the pilot, we're calling it a pilot, it's been played on many, many community radio stations so far. I can't, like, from coast to coast, I can't remember all of them, but definitely from Vancouver to Toronto to Montreal to, I think, Halifax. So really coast to coast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's overwhelmingly quite positive, I would say. But more people are excited about the whole process and what this means for the future.
This is the first show of a pilot series, a 20-show pilot series. Sounds like you're well on your way. What are the plans for the future of the show as it stands?
One of the things that was really exciting about being at the NCRC was not just doing that project, but meeting with some Francophone community radio broadcasters who had been part of an effort or an initiative among particularly campus-based broadcasters in Quebec to do a similar kind of thing, mm-hmm. to pool their resources around news programming. And they had gotten to a certain point and then sort of lost steam. And now they're looking at collaborating with Groundwire to make it truly a coast-to-coast project, you know, mm-hmm. a truly, I don't want to say national, but a truly coast-to-coast project that would involve Francophone and Anglophone people working together, which is great. I mean, it would be fantastic, and it would really deepen, I think, the political perspective and the political conversation around that news project if we were able to be networked closely with people from Quebec and also from the Francophone communities outside of Quebec. Because if you look at Canadian politics and what's happening on the national level, what's happening in Ottawa, Anglophones don't know anything about what's happening in Quebec. People outside of Quebec don't know anything about what's happening in Quebec. And that's a quarter of the population of the country with, you know, quite a important share of the political voice as well. And really, there's almost no understanding in English Canada, Anglophone Canada, about what's happening. So regardless of how people feel about Quebecois nationalism, you know, it's undeniable that we can only benefit from learning more about how they see what's happening in the country.
Mm-hmm. And how is the fundraising going for Groundwire?
We haven't really started yet. We're that'll be our next step, really, is to look for organizations to partner with who would like to see independently produced community radio journalism take it to another level. So people who are interested should get in touch.
And what can the average campus community radio volunteer, what can they do to help Groundwire?
Well, for one thing, we have, the NCRA has established a program exchange where we are trying to share programs. We're trying to share interviews, actualities, like, you know, reports from the street, from events, that kind of thing. And people are encouraged to go to that website, which is ncra.ca/exchange, and either, you know, just listen to the things that are up there and give feedback to the producers, or to download them and broadcast them on their stations. And again, to give feedback to the producers. Feedback is very important. Letting people know that you're using their material is very important. It inspires all of us to continue to share. If we don't hear anything back after we've done all the work of putting something up online, then we're much less likely to do it again. Mm-hmm. But if we do hear feedback, we're more likely to continue. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, if you want to contribute programming, you can contact myself, Kristen, at ncra.ca, and I'll hook you up with a login and a password so that you can upload your own stuff to the NCRA program exchange. Otherwise, there are many, many different ways that people can get involved, whether it's through fundraising or developing our public image, you know, a logo, slogans, that kind of thing. Getting the word out about it to other community radio journalists. Those are some of the things that we need to do right now.
We've been talking with Kristen Schwartz. Kristen is the news director at CKLN, the Ryerson Campus Community Radio Station, and she also sits on the board of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Kristen, thanks for being with me.
Oh, well, thanks for this opportunity to talk about a really exciting project.